Go to Judges chapter 13. Just see who we're talking about. When the angel of the Lord speak to his mother. In verse 5. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. A Nazarite unto God from the womb. The last verse in this chapter. Or the verse before last, 24. And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. What a great person. Belong to God. But I'll tell you, and this makes me tremble, my beloved one, that there is no one is immune. We have heard that the sin beset us, and we easily, if we will not be careful, if we will not take refuge in our Lord, and the Lord will give us that priestly spiritual discernment and pronounce it leprosy, then we can be taken into that. So when someone like Samson, a Nazarite from the womb of his mother, look what happened to him. Chapter 16. Verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went unto her. Maybe before 16, in chapter 14. We'll go chapter 14 back. And Samson went down, yes, went down, that was the beginning. And Samson went down to Timnah, and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. The Lord have raised him up to fight the Philistines, the enemies of God. And now he went down to see a daughter, and he saw a daughter from the Philistines. And then chapter 16, the verse that we went. After he went to Timnah, then he went now to Gaza. And in the same chapter, in verse 4, 16 verse 4, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And we all know what happened. And I always wonder as I read these words, this particular chapter, because Delilah told him, just straightforward, what can be done for you to be afflicted? So what's her intention? What's her end goal? What can we do for you that you can be afflicted, Samson? And after he mocked her three times, in the verse 16, we read that he told her all his heart. He told her all his heart, and he told her, I'm a Nazarite unto God. And if you will shave the locks of my head, I will lose my strength. Leprosy. And we will see that leprosy extends. She made him to sleep on her knees. She brought a man. She shaved the locks of his head. And we read in verse 19, and she made him sleep upon her knee. And she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. And his strength went from him. The hair is gray. The power is gone. And the strength went from him. What happened? Look at this verse 20. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he didn't, that the Lord did not know that the Lord was departed from him. him. God is holy. God is holy. He did not know that the Lord has departed from him. And verse 21, the very sad verse that we read about this great hero. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Yes, I pray that we all abhor sin. No matter of how it looks appealing. My sons, my daughters, no matter of how it looks sweet to you, but this is the end of it. And by the Spirit of God today, the Lord may help us to acknowledge it as we are in his presence today. And he is opening the scripture before our eyes that we can acknowledge it and pronounce it unclean, pronounce it leprosy, that we cannot continue on in this. And we ask for help today. And the cleanser is here, the one that can clean us from all our sins. And the blood of the Lamb is still for each one of us today. If we run unto him, confess our sins, he will forgive and cleanse us from all our righteousness. It makes the hair one of the signs that the hair is gray. No strength. Strength is gone. You are needed as a believer. Your strength is needed because you are surrounded with enemies. In the school, you have enemies. You have those who are against the word of God. You are those who are blaspheming against your Lord. You have the flesh inside you. You have the world with all its lusts and pride. You have the enemy, Satan. Your strength is needed. But if you allow the leprosy to creep in your life, and you just say, that's okay, I think this is okay, I'm going to be fine. I'll tell you, you will wake up and shake like Samson and say, oh, I can. I'm a believer. I'm going to the meeting. I go to the meeting every Sunday. And I go even to the prayer meeting on Tuesday. And you shake. And you find that the Lord has departed because it is sin. And the Holy God cannot be in association with sin. But second character also that it is deeper than the skin. In that verse, verse 3. So the first, the hair in the plague is gray. The second is the plague become deeper than the skin. It has some roots. Some roots. It's not just what you see. But there is a deeper origin of this problem. You have a committee in the hospitals that is called root cause analysis. Root cause analysis. When something happens on the surface, then there has to be a root cause for that. There has to be some origin deeper than what just happened on the surface. Where is the problem? Well, how deep it is. How deep the problem it is. When there is some sin in my life, how deep that problem is. Where is the origin of it?